They really ate, and I really enjoyed feeding them.
You know, that's one thing I found out traveling around. Usually, if you want to get a good, substantial meal that'll fill you up, sometimes a good truck stop is a good place to stop, because those truckers have to have something to work on.
That's true.
And usually the food's pretty good, you know, and it's usually homemade, and it's stuff like you get at home, like black-eyed peas and cornbread and that kind of thing.
Yeah.
And none of this fast food stuff.
No, none of that already fixed.
That's right.
Well, we really cooked for the boys down there. Then we came home every night. We had boys clean the kitchen up. We served the supper meal, and then we left boys to clean up everything. And we come on in home then. So we'd be able to get up and go back the next day. I had two ladies that worked for me. They were real good help. I carried all white people down there. But now, since I quit, well, the lady that went down there, she has some colored help. They're down there now, I'm sure. She was a widow woman. She's a widow woman. And I recommended her to them.
Right.
Because, well, the husband was, unless he liked to get up early, of course, I always left before he got up. He and my son, I fixed their breakfast, you know, put the bacon in the skillet and everything, and they fixed their own breakfast. Then I brought home enough food every night for their dinner the next day. That man told me, I told him I wouldn't take the job if I had to come home and cook supper. So he said, well, you just bring home enough for your supper and their dinner the next day. So that's what I did.
Yeah.
And so we made it just fine.
Well, on those, working in a school cafeteria, do you have to follow a certain menu for every day?
Yes. Our supervisor made the menus. She didn't used to, but in about the past 4 years, well, she has. But up to that time, well, each lunchroom manager made her own menu. But now we have a central kitchen, they call it, I mean a central warehouse where they do all the buying. And then we order from the warehouse, see. And so they, therefore, they plan the menus. So they know what to buy. So they know what we're going to have. We still had to order from there. I didn't realize how much traffic out here.
I guess how often do you repeat the same meal, you know?
Well, we usually, it's at least about a month.
Is that right?
That's right. We go pretty good.
Good variety.
Well, you see, the government sends a lot of stuff to these kitchens. They furnish us, they quit one time for a year or two when food was scarce, kind of, but they send butter, lard, and flour, and ground hamburger meat, and chicken, and turkeys. They send a lot of things. And I heard the other day where they were going to send, they have never sent us any beef unless it was canned in a gallon, but they said they were going to send us some, roast, raw, you know, frozen roast for the children, which that would be a lot of trouble to cook and slice for them. But they always sent hamburger, and we took that and made Italian spaghetti, Spanish rice, pizza, which they love. They love pizza, and they like the Italian spaghetti. They like that.
Now, I don't think we ever had pizza when I was coming through.
No, you know, that has just become
recently.
When I first started working in the kitchen, well, it wasn't too often that they had it, but they found out that since the government furnishes cheese too, you know, they had plenty of cheese to put on it. And we had the flour to make the dough, the crust. And the government furnished the hamburger most of the time. So you see, it was a real economical meal. And they really do like it. I always cut mine in big pieces now. Some of the managers don't.